And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios with Mike Wynn and Mark Lampson from Turner's Outdoorsman. A lot to talk about here. A lot of fishing still going on here in mid-October. And a huge announcement later in the show from Captain Frank Lopresti. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, you want to talk about some tackle gurus in the shop today, man.
Oh, boy. It's loaded here, and it's good to be back in the Mighty 1090 studios after our Baja stint there for a couple of weeks down at Rancho Lanera last Sunday, and Palmas de Cortez, a great time, great group of people down at our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez trip, and just good times.
Oh, man, it's so cool down there. That was a great trip. You know,
and the fishing wasn't bad. I mean, it was been a tough summer, but there were fish to be caught. It wasn't a typical East Cape just because of the El Nino thing, but... there were definitely some quality fish.
There was, you know, you get a little jaded when you start talking about how good the fishing has been up here, because people would say, "How's the fishing?" I'm like, "Oh, we had a really good time and fished on the Genren boat. It was off the charts, but it was kind of slow." And then you start rattling off how your day went, like, "Oh, we hooked a sail, then we got our hook back, and then we hooked another sailfish and we released it. Then we hooked a blue and it pulled a bunch of line off, and we chafed that thing off, and then we had a striper, and then but it was slow, you know."
Yeah, it was slow. Yeah, I mean, billfish fishing,
fishing
was really actually
it really was
good.
Yeah.
But and tuna fishing, when I went fishing Monday with Genren and Mark and the new Vaquera, you got to fish on Sunday, which is such an awesome boat. We had 8 tuna, 2 of them like 25 pounders. The rest of them were kind of those little guys, but still we had action.
Yeah, totally.
Plenty of action, and marlin fished on the way home.
And as always, when you got back to the dock, the sashimi was killer. The beers were cold. The margaritas were even better. And swim around in paradise and just
unreal.
Awesome. It was a great trip.
Got to go over to the smokehouse and watch Monday Night Football, although the ending wasn't so great. But, you know, it was a good time over there, eating some great food, and just a fun time in the East Cape.
Totally.
It's just Los Barriles, Palmas de Cortez, Rancho Lanero, just good. It's just all about good times.
Paradise.
And good fishing, for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and here's some guys that know good times and good fishing, the guys from Turner's Outdoors, man. Mike Wynn and Mark Lampson, welcome, gentlemen.
What's up,
boys?
To
have you. Been a while.
Morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Yeah, indeed. And it's been a busy summer at Turner's Outdoors, right, Mike?
Well,
yes, it has.
Imagine.
It's been a pretty phenomenal year for everyone. I'm sure you guys over at Fisherman's have noticed it, too. But, yeah, it's been great. Great fishing. Just unbelievable. These are the good old days, as everyone says. And
shit.
I mean, I can't say that I'm that old. And, I can think back to the late 80s, early 90s, and I remember 92 and, you know, 97, but this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mark, how about you?
Well, I am old enough to actually remember that.
Well, you're actually sporting an Islander shirt from the days of Mark and Paul.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to,
That's an antique, dude.
I know. We did a lot of charters with those guys back in the days. You know, I've known Mark and Paul when they were working with Russ Iser on the first string. So that's been a long time.
Wow.
But it's been a crazy summer. I think we're going to have a lot of spoiled people for the next couple of years.
Well,
they're all going to cry when they don't catch 50 yellowtail on a trip.
Yeah.
They're going to be, "Man, it was so slow. We only caught 3 yellowtail on the boat." And they're like, "Yeah, it was slow." But
the cool thing is about this year is you got to introduce a lot of people to fishing, right? And turn them on to amazing fishing, right?
Amazing fishing and we see a lot of new faces, and that's going to be good for the entire industry down the line.
Now, which store do you work in Turner's Outdoors?
I'm still at Rancho Cucamonga there in the Inland Empire. We're tied in with our warehouse and our main office where Mike works
right there.
So we get to run into each other about every other day there.
Yeah. Mike, tell us about the chain, Turner's Outdoorsman. I mean, I somehow can't even keep track of how many stores you have now. You guys are expanding and improving so often here.
Yeah, you know, we're up to 18 stores now,
18
plus
stores.
Our online store. We've, you know, remodeled some of the stores. We've added archery to 3 of our stores.
Oh, wow.
Chino Hills, Victorville, and Pasadena.
Okay, so that's for bow hunters and
for bow hunters, target shooting. It's a new venture for us, and it's going really well. All the top manufacturers, and then, you know, look out to 2016, you know, we'll be looking to open up some more stores here.
Oh, okay, with archery.
Not with archery, new stores.
Brand new stores.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. Wow. So your stores cover from Camarillo to San Diego.
Yeah, pretty much from El Cajon to Oxnard.
That's
hunting,
awesome.
Fishing, shooting superstores.
All the way up there. And that's the thing. You cover the fishing department, salt and freshwater both. You have shooting sports and now the addition of archery in some of the stores too.
Yeah,
so
it's we're your one-stop
cover
shop.
Cover it all.
That's what we try to do.
Yeah, ammo's a little easier to get these days, right?
It definitely, 22's still a little tough, but it's definitely starting to open up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, we've plenty of ammo available. We'll see what happens coming up here in the next year or so. But yeah, for now it's great. Come on out. Our stores are fully stocked and
ready for action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new El Cajon store is the one that I shop at, the most closest to the house. And I'm stoked having the Turner's there. And Turner's is like the only shop that's ever been able to pull off the having the advantage of having the chain and inventory and stores, but still having local killer individual shops with guys that fish and shoot and hunt. And, you know, I mean, there's some big box stores where you go in there and the guy wouldn't know one thing or another, but Turner's is not. You know, you get the advantage of inventory and pricing, but rad local shop.
That's a really good synopsis of Turner's Outdoor. And because, you know, yeah, it's a local big chain. I mean, you guys are Southern California.
Yeah, we like to believe so. You know, we're a big little company or a little big company.
I've been around for a few years.
Yeah, been around a little while. Yeah. Coming up on over, you know, we're over 40 years,
40 years
in Southern California. So
wow, and you do all the tackle buying.
I buy all the tackle and quite a bit of the shooting sports also.
Wow,
so
pretty
cool
plate.
Yeah.
Busy, busy.
So I know both of you are avid fishermen. I know Mike, you fish on the bass circuit. You like to bass fish as well as other things, right?
Yeah, you know. For a lot of us bass fishermen, it's kind of taken a backseat this year. You know, got to take advantage of this phenomenal offshore season. Granted, it hasn't been the best for me. I've been running long and taking a lot of chances and that haven't been paying out. But I've actually kind of hit my stride here a little bit lately and getting into some good action, having fun.
Right. So. Yeah. And, of course, Mark, you are the bay bass expert.
Well, only when I fish with you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Yeah, no, I've had my good days, but you know everybody has their good days and bad days. But you know I try to do everything. You know, like this year, you know, I got to go on a 2-day trip that we always do, a charter on over Labor Day. Came back, threw my rods in the garage, threw the other trout rods in, grabbed the wife, and we went to the Sierras the next morning. So
sweet.
Yeah, from one side to the other, you know, back and forth. You know, I'll do some surf fishing. You know, you know, been going to Cedros Island, doing the skiff trips down there, the Ponga trips out of there. Got my biggest yellowtail this year on my Corrado 300.
Whoa!
Yep.
How big?
It was 44 pounds.
Oh, my Corrado God. 300?
Corrado 300 inshore rod, hooked him in 10 feet of water
on a plastic.
Yeah, we had a little sea bass and halibut bite going down in this one little beach area, and I thought I hooked a sea bass and then realized that it wasn't. And a half, I'd say a half to three-quarter mile later, after chasing him like a marlin, we finally got him up and got him in the boat, and it was just unbelievable.
Unreal. That's unreal.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Cedros is that front side, you can hook those monsters in that shallow water and watch out, right?
Yeah, the actual place, they call it Grand Canyon there locally, I guess, where I hooked him. And right outside that, there's a big buoy with this big yellow rope that the boats tie up to at times there. And, of course, he went right into that. So we had to run the Ponga up to the yellow rope, lift the yellow rope up, put my rod around it, and then chase it around there. And,
that's rad.
He almost fooled me. I was fortunate I had, you know, the 65-pound braid with, a 40-pound leader on it and just one of those lucky fish, you know. You got to be lucky some days.
Yeah. Well, that Corrado 300, if you had any kind of a bass reel, that's the one that has the power too.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just had it reworked, you know, prior to the trip and stuff, so it all had fresh bearings, drags, everything.
Nice. Needed that for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what do you think the season holds for us? What's going to happen now? Things are changing.
Definitely, things are changing. It was, you know, driving down here this morning. It's like, man, it's still dark out. You know,
right?
It's like it's staying dark for so long, and now, you know, driving home from work yesterday, it's like, man, it's only 6 o'clock and it's almost dark. But you know, this was always my favorite time to fish. The crowds kind of die down, and there's still a lot of opportunity. The thing is there's the fish are so far north this year. I mean, there's good tuna fishing. The best marlin bite is off the Channel Islands. You know, who would? And it's been all summer long, and it's still up there. I think Thanksgiving yellowfin for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if we get Christmas yellowfin.
So rad.
The wahoo, I'm going to say, are still going to be around for at least through the end of this month. Just amazing. I don't even, it's, we're rewriting the record books here.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. Rick, you had, speaking of Wahoo, what an amazing week this was at Wahoo, and you went out with Captain Wahoo himself, Doug Kern, and you guys got him.
Yeah, we'd been trying. You know, we'd had a couple of missions where we really just dedicated,
trolled,
that's what we're going to do.
12 hours of trolling for nothing.
There'd been a couple of days, you know, where we said, that's it, we're going to make this happen, and we put nothing but the Marauders and the big jets out, and Thursday was our day for sure. Just a bunch of the boys from the shop and Carl and Brandon and myself and Doug all went out. And, yeah, just rad day locally fishing Wahoo. And we ended up with four.
Each column.
Yeah, we each wound
that's
one.
So cool.
It was so rad,
and
dude.
Big.
Yeah, I mean, their smallest fish was – that's the thing that's so crazy about this year is, you know, they're everyone you catch is a giant – and you know, in terms of big Wahoo, you know, long-range fishing, when you catch a – you know, the average Wahoo you catch on a long-range trip is 25 to 35 pounds, you know, and we didn't even see one that was less than – you know – to see one that's less than 40 pounds this year, like, what is that thing doing? I mean, our fish were 44 to 63 pounds. You know, most of them were 50 pounders. I mean, it was crazy.
Big ones. And you guys are good anglers, so it's understandable that you caught them. But the big news on Thursday was Mark Wheeler from SMA Sport. He was fishing with Randy Bixler, and they had four hookups and landed two.
That's awesome.
70 pounds.
So cool.
That shows you how good it was. Yeah, if those guys are catching them, are you kidding me?
They had to have jumped in the boat.
They had to have jumped in the boat. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. Frank Lopresti, in a matter of minutes, is going to have a gigantic announcement that is going to put a smile on all the long-range anglers.
No doubt about that, man. We're having a great time, lots of fun. And like I said before, man, you want to talk about a couple of absolute gurus in tackle and guys that have done just about everything. We've got a couple of really, really great guests with Mike and Mark in here this morning. We want to hear from you, man. Give us a call. If you want to join us on the show this morning, there's two ways you can reach us with Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing, local, inshore, offshore, Baja, we got everything covered today. We have also got an unreal cool couple of prizes for a couple lucky callers at the end of the show today. Two lucky callers are each going to win a $50 gift card to any Turner's Outdoorsman location.
Any of the 18 stores throughout Southern California. No matter where you look, because we have listeners from Santa Barbara to San Diego and beyond that, and you can go right into your local Turner's Outdoorsman.
And that's the beauty, is wherever you're at listening to Let's Talk Hookup, chances are there's a Turner's that's right around the corner from you. So pretty darn cool there. Again, two $50 gift cards going to be given away at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers two full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for Southern California anglers. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride. And hope my boss doesn't notice the tan.
I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Big announcement here from our good buddy, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Players in the Show. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys?
Hey, we're pretty excited about this big news. It's leaked out a little bit, but this is the first official announcement of this huge deal.
After 2.5 years of pursuing it, the Mexican government has granted a few boats a permit to fish Guadalupe Island.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, exciting.
Yeah, so are we going tomorrow, Frank?
Yeah.
It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. So when are we going?
The Shogun is put a schedule up. It'll be up on the website at 8 o'clock this morning. But the Shogun is going to be running four trips, 5.5 days long, starting November 1st. And the last trip leaves the day after Thanksgiving, November 27th. As you know, Pete, the tuna fishing at Guadalupe is sensational on 40 to 150-pound fish. And the first trip leaves November 1st. The trips will leave at 8 a.m. and return at 3 p.m. And they return it in the late afternoon because we clear Ensenada on the last morning. So the first trip is sponsored by Island Tackle. The second trip is sponsored by Seeker Rods. It's going to be giving away some rods and T-shirts and hats, etc. And the last two trips are just open party. Price is $1,495 plus permits and visas.
Wow. That sounds
awesome. We're very excited. I only wish I was going to be able to go on the Shogun and run one of those trips.
I'll bet you do.
Hey, Frank, now, 5.5 days, that'll give you how many days of fishing?
3 full days of fishing.
3 full days. Because you don't have to stop in Ensenada on the way down, but you do have to stop in Ensenada and clear on the way back.
That is correct, Pete. That's the way the permit was read to me several times.
Passports will be required.
Passports are required, and obviously they have to purchase a visa.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's so exciting. Now, do you think there's a chance that anybody might catch a wahoo at Guadalupe?
Well, I would sure think so, Pete. My God, either there or at the Coronados on the way out.
Yeah, well, maybe trolling on the way there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Fred Huber, I saw him in the parking lot the other day coming back, showed me a picture of an amberjack he caught on the half day, and then the previous day, I know whether he was running the Mission Bell or whether he was running the double on a three-quarter day trip, he said they hooked like 9 wahoo down at the pile there the day before on the three-quarter day trip.
Right, and the Mission Bell hooked 15 one day and got 3. And I think you're well aware that Chuck Taft did a little crew trip and had 29 of them.
Yeah, pretty nuts.
amazing fishing. Unbelievable. You know, I'm sure it happened before, but long before my years, that's for sure, because nobody can remember anything like this in our previous El Niños.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about these trips. Anybody that's interested in booking a trip can call our office. Monica's just walked in, and that's 619-226-8030. And like I said, it'll be up on our website, the exact dates, in the next half hour.
Yeah, and you can book right online at shogunsportfishing.com. We can link that right through our Let's Talk Hookup website in the long range section of our links page there, shogunsportfishing.com. Frank, Ricky wants to know. I'm going to ask him for you. We have, of course, our sold-out Let's Talk Hookup skiff trip leaving next week.
Right.
And you think there's a chance that Aaron could, like, drop a skiff here and there at Guadalupe?
I think there would be no problem in that as long as they want to do that. Because in the past they've wanted to fish these giant calicos, and so I don't know whether Aaron's planning on that, but somebody ought to call Aaron today and talk about that.
Oh, like somebody named Rockcod Rick, you mean?
Yeah, somebody like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Now, what about it's the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, and the Royal Star. What about the Royal Polaris? Are you going to be stopping at Guadalupe on any of your long trips? I know I talked to Harold Davis. He's got his Davis Boats trip and was kind of thinking, ooh, maybe we'll stop.
Yeah, Ryan leaves on Friday.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan, yeah, that's right. Our phone guy, Ryan Christensen's leaving with you on Friday aboard the Royal Polaris.
That's correct. And, yes, you can bet on it. He will go to Guadalupe on that 10-day trip.
10-day, okay.
Now, the 15-day trip, I kind of have my doubts, but it's always a possibility.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't want to go on the way down because we want to keep the fish in RSW condition.
Right.
And 15, 14 days would be too long. So it possibly could happen on the way home, depending on how the fishing was at Hurricane Bank.
And if what changes in that is that you would have to, on either one of those trips, you'd have to stop at Ensenada and use a little fishing time for that, right?
That's right. On the last day on a trip like that, you'd have to do it, you know, on one of our already scheduled trips, you'd have to do it the night before.
Yeah, so it would cost you half a day of fishing or something like that, but probably worth it, huh?
I would say very, very, very worthwhile.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about the fishing at Guadalupe right now, it's not good. It's well beyond sensational.
Really?
That's so exciting.
Oh, man. Hey, Frank, I want to ask you, and I want to throw out there all the work that you, that Captain Ken Frankie, Kenya, Elena, and the Sport Fishing Association has put into making this possible. I know Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star has been working diligently. He went down to Ensenada with us. And all those things that we're doing down there, all that extra work that we're doing live broadcast down there, all the guys, all the work that Kenya, Elena, and Captain Frankie are doing it seems to be making some progress for us with Mexico.
Well, not only is it making some progress, we definitely feel like we're getting better relationships with all of Mexico, but especially Ensenada, and that's our goal.
Yeah.
There is no reason why we can't promote tourism in Mexico to the fullest extent, because there's plenty of business for everybody, and that's our goal. So relationships are improving immensely, and it's like you said, most of that is thankful to Ken Frankie and Kenya and Elena. The permits that we got for Shogun, Royal Star, and Royal Polaris, however, that work is all to be credited to Tim Ekstrom and Ted Dunn. They're the ones that went after that and pursued that permit. And like I said, it's been a 2.5-year quest.
Yeah, but it's a real great start and a great future for the Southern California Long Range Fleet. Frank, thanks for the big announcement, Captain Frank Lopresti, Royal Polaris. So, once again, go over the schedule for the Shogun, because I know these trips are going to go so quickly.
No
the
doubt.
Opportunity to fish Guadalupe, and right now, like you say, the fishing is unreal.
So cool that it happened now. I mean,
yeah.
In prime Guadalupe time.
Yeah, for sure. Go over that schedule one more time.
All right, very good. You would like to hear the schedule?
Yes, please.
Okay, November 1st. To November 6th, leaving on a Sunday morning, returning on Friday. November 7th, a Saturday, leaving at 8 a.m. again, returning Thursday at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 14th through Thursday, November 19th, and Friday, November 27th, and returning Wednesday, December 2nd.
Wow. All right. Sounds great. Captain Frank Lopresti, call the Royal Polaris office or check ShogunSportFishing.com. Link that again through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page. You just look at the long range section there and click on Shogun Fishing. And you said about 8 o'clock it'll be up and you can book online. But I don't know whether I'd wait till 8 o'clock. What time are the phones open there? What time are you going to be taking phone calls?
Like I said, Monica's here right now.
Okay. Give us the number.
619-226-8030.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Exciting, Frank.
Appreciate that very much. That is big news. Okay.
Mark Lanson is licking his chops right
now. Does anybody want to go to Guadalupe Island on a 4.5 and a half day
on the
show?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You know, it was like we were talking before. It's one of those things where I really thought probably in my lifetime I'll never get to fish Guadalupe again. And then hearing this is just
it's so cool.
It got me really excited.
It's pretty exciting stuff. And especially this year when the fishing supposedly, there's been some private boats down there that say the fishing is just off the charts.
Guadalupe is so cool that it's so much different than all the other islands that we fish. I mean, it's a trophy. It's where you go to get your trophy fish. I mean, I remember back in the days when we were fishing Guadalupe a bunch, it was always you'd go offshore and you'd go to Cedros and you'd catch all your numbers and then you'd spend your one day or your 2 days at Guadalupe. And I mean, you can be on a four-day trip and fishing 150-pound tuna on the regular.
Yeah, and then the other sites that Guadalupe has, time of the year, the white shark viewing. Of course, sometimes it's not enough with that, but you get to see, you know, one of the amazing creatures in the world there eat your 150-pound tuna, which is may not be a very good sight, but, you know.
We always say the first one is really cool to see.
The first one's really cool.
After that, it becomes a lot less cool, but the first one's really cool.
Well, the phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. How about we start it off here with Roger? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Roger, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, the great whites can hardly wait for these guys to come down here to catch them fish up, you know.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of fish to catch, it sounds like. It's enough for everybody.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah, I remember the trips on the Islander. Oh, great trips we used to have. I wanted to thank you guys from Turner's for hiring nice people that are informative. They act like they like being there. I've never been disappointed going into a Turner's. I want to thank you very much.
Well, we want to thank you for coming to our stores and giving our guys the opportunity to help you.
There's a store right there in Fullerton for you, Roger, right?
We have one in
Orange.
Fullerton?
It's an orange. Orange. Okay.
No, it's an orange. Yeah, I go, put one in Fullerton, please, my wife.
That's pretty close. Orange is nice and
have
close.
Have a great show.
All right.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks a lot, Roger, for the call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, we'll jump right back into him. This time talking to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, that's some great news on Guadalupe. That's another destination I would love to get to. My question, what's the difference between Super Slick 8 Spectra and other types of Spectra on the market, I guess? What makes Super Slick 8 different from, say, Power Pro?
Yeah, well, I think most of the solid Spectras, you know, the normal casting, you know, non-hollows, most of them are put together with four strands. You call them carriers, like the number of strands that kind of make up the weave. And most of them are done with four, which has, you know, it's certainly not a bad thing. It's kind of how it always has been and will be, and it casts very good. It's very durable and very good for a kelp cutter, things like that. And Super 8 Slick is just basically, it's the same pound test. It's just put together with more strands. You know, there's eight carriers instead of four.
Yeah, and also, too, it's a softer weave.
And
that's where the slick comes in.
You got it.
And so what happens is, especially on a spinning reel, and I really like it on a spinning reel or a bait caster or something like that, it casts amazingly well. Super easy on your fingertips. You know, it's not quite as abrasive. And just comes off the reel very, very quickly.
I agree. Yeah, I like it for that a lot. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with any, you know, line that's got lesser. I mean, original Power Pro, I think, has four. But I just like the way the slick comes off the reel. You know, if the bait's not swimming real good, you don't get that line where it kind of sticks to itself a little bit before it's coming off the spool. And I like it. And, you know, you see the same thing in the hollow lines. And you know, we always talk about, not to turn this into a Power Pro commercial, but that is why I like that hollow ace so much. You know, we talk about how hollow ace is a good line. Well, same deal. Their hollow is put together with 16 strands, and where the average is normally 12. Most hollow lines use 12, and the 16-strand hollows are much easier to work with. That's why hollow ace is so easy to run lines up inside of. So
there you go. Good question, Matt. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for the Cast Report with their cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, sponsored in part by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system featuring a unique weldless construction. Unistrut metal framing is a time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest selection of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. You can always check out their website at jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. Let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Rickster, Pedro.
Cast man.
Everything's going good?
Hey, everything's going
great,
excelente. How's things in the Baja?
Well, you know, the Cabo San Lucas area there, plenty of billfish down there. A lot of stripers, a lot of sailfish. The Cabo boats are averaging just about a one per boat per day average if you're targeting the billfish. They're also getting occasional blue, and they did have a pretty good-sized black marlin caught this past week, 419 pounds, which was the first day of the Los Cabos billfish tournament. So that's pretty good for the tournament there as far as a guy getting that size of a fish. Also, the tuna, a lot of small tuna, 15, 20, 25-pound fish. Throughout that whole area, the southern Baja, a little bigger grade out at the Jaime Bank, which is west of Cabo San Lucas there, about 20 miles, and they're getting some pretty good quality there. I'd say running in between 50 and 80, 90 pounds. Also up in the Sea of Cortez there, the typical area, the Yaman Bank, Santa Maria, Vinorama, that area there, same thing. We still got those smaller gray tuna. Every now and then you'll see them get into the 50, 60 pounders there. Gordo Banks hasn't produced any real big fish this past week. This is the time of year that they can start getting those big jumbos in there like they had earlier about two to 3 weeks ago. You'll start seeing them getting those 300, 350-pound fish more on a more regular basis as we get into the latter part of October and going into November. So that area there is producing very well. Same thing, East Cape. East Cape's been fishing majority, heading down toward those banks there, San Luis and Iman banks, and those fleets are targeting the tuna there. Occasional Wahoo bite kind of turned off. I guess they're all north off the San Diego coast, and I'm hoping that they realize I'm putting on my Wahoo Rumble in San Jose Del Cabo trip next month, and I'd like for them to arrive on time. So,
well, they'll be there, Cass. We saw them last weekend, and the Wahoo they were just waiting for you. They weren't biting really well for us. We had a couple Wahoo in the tournament, but they're just kind of, you know, most of the ones that came to the boat when we were fishing with Jenren said, no, we're going to wait for Cass to come.
Oh, God, good. I'm glad that's been settled. It takes a lot of pressure off me. You know, the guys that are going down are looking to get good Wahoo. But anyway, up in La Paz, you know, the same thing there, that area around east end of Sorolvo there, same thing. They're starting to pick up those smaller gray tuna, which is good. So that shows that entire kind of whole area of that southern East Cape, La Paz, San Jose del Cabo are enjoying some nice tuna action, though not real big tuna. And, of course, they are also getting some wahoo there. Over on the mainland there, Mazatlan, primarily sailfish this time of year, occasional Dorado. And we get down to Zihuatanejo. They're starting to gear up now for the winter. Most of the boats have been out of the water getting fixed up and ready to go for the fishing season, which should start off this coming month, and that's a very, very good winter fishery. And right now there are quite a bit of sailfish down there, the primary, occasional blue marlin. And, of course, along the beaches they're enjoying some really fantastic roosterfish and jacks right off the beaches there, especially around that Valentine River area. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. Just like to let the listeners know, we still got room on our Christmas Island trip, May 17 to 24. Anybody wants to join us on that trip or any other trips that we offer, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Castman, thanks a lot for that. Talk to you next Saturday.
All right, again, that catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it's long-range season. Not it's coming, not it's on. It's on right now, and especially with that Guadalupe action going on, if you're going to hop on board one of those trips, it's time to pre-book your processing order before you go with Fisherman's Processing. That way you're the first in line when your trip returns. You'll be out the door an hour after your trip hits the dock with a bag full of wahoo and giant yellows and big yellowfin tuna. Hey, you can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. When we come back, we got a lot more information coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to 7 day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top of the line long range experience at the best value available. The 95 foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
XHPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Okay, I got a hot tip for our listeners.
What you got?
Tracy Toussaint sent me a note saying that they had a one spot available on a 5-day trip on October
23rd.
I'm looking online at Royal Star Sport Fishing right now. There's still one spot left.
Okay.
The green light is there. I would, if I wanted to go to Guadalupe, like right now, I would go on RoyalStarSportFishing.com and book that spot right now.
I'm with you on the online thing, too, because if if you wait for a call back, you wait for something else, that's the beauty of the online booking is, like, it's done. It's
you're
over.
Done.
You're basically getting access to the same system that the staff books the reservations through.
So RoyalStarSportFishing.com, go to book online. I'm imagining somebody's doing that right now, but you better try and beat them to it.
Exactly.
It's 5-day trip on. It's a Baja Fish Gear Open, 25 passengers from 1995, and I would imagine destination Guadalupe Island. You have the permits.
And speaking of Royal Star, just to throw this out there too, our Let's Talk Hookup 12-day trip that we're going on just a couple days after Thanksgiving there, you know, in typical fashion, how a lot of times they go, that trip, fortunately, is a super popular one. It's been very popular, and you know, we've been lucky to have a very good success with big fish. And this year, we changed the format to a fly-home option. Same amount of time, same 12-day trip on the boat, but a fly-home 15 days. As soon as we did that, our trip got sold out. Our trip was sold out 2 days after the trip came back last year. It's been sold out all year, and as things happened, there was a group of two guys and then a single person all in 1 week that all had to drop off. So I'm sure it will probably fill again also, but if you want to go on a trip that is just super prime time for big ones, I know there's three spots
there's
that
two
are just
right
open.
Now.
Okay, well, there you go.
So I'm looking online right now. There's two spots left, so you better jump on it.
Yeah, it will sell, and I'm telling you, it's a really fun group of guys. We put together a really good raffle. There's a bunch of giveaways, and you know, that is the period of time when the 445 was caught, the first 400-pounder was caught. Like, that's a really good piece of moon and a really good time to be on a big fish trip. So.
RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Let's go south. You heard Mark Grayer talking about Genren Sport Fishing. We can talk about Genren Sport Fishing. And then we left a couple for Jackurate, too. Jack Nielsen, what's up, Jackurate?
Hey, listen, did you just say Guadalupe on the Royal Star?
Yeah, I did. Frank made an announcement here just a few minutes ago that they obtained permits for the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star, and the Shogun to fish Guadalupe Island.
Oh, that is music to my ears. Book them, Dano.
So tell us about your trip. You're down at the Lynn Rose tournament down at Palmas de Cortez, right?
Yeah, we're fishing the Lynn Rose tournament, Palmas de Cortez. It's billfish time down here. It's almost as good down here as it is off the coast of California.
Almost, yeah.
we got stripers, sails, blue. There's a guy just over to the left of us there now hooked up on a striper. It's pretty much, that's the focus. There's very little dorado, some tuna, but the main focus is the billfish, which I love. That's my thing.
That's your thing with the videos and stuff like that. So Jack, we experienced the same thing. How's your weather? I know there was a little bit of a north blow there, and how's the weather now?
No, it couldn't be better.
That's fantastic.
It's a little breeze, which is nice. It's not brutal hot. I would say right now it's about 85.
Sweet.
It's perfect.
Sweet.
And this is side note, we're very honored to have a gentleman by the name of John Bidwell, who is an Iraq war veteran, several tours over there fishing with us on this trip, and really great guy.
You're fishing
John
aboard Genren 3, the 35 Cabo?
Right, right.
Oh, man, and such a
sweet ride.
Turns out this young man's a pretty damn good fisherman. You know, he's actually, we're learning a little bit from him.
Good. You need to learn something, Jack. You know?
I got to remember to write things down. I got to have old man's disease, you know? Tomorrow I'm going to slide on down to Paradise, otherwise known as Rancho Leonero. And I'm going to stay down there till Friday and do some more fishing. So
life is tough for Jack.
Tough gig,
you know?
Man.
Does he
tough
ever come
gig.
And visit you? Turner's there, right down. They're practically right down the street. Does Jack ever come and visit you and bring you a piece of Wahoo or anything, Mike?
Well, you know, we just started working with Accurate again, and our stores are carrying Accurate reels, and we're really happy to have that partnership. And you know, Ben's been around quite a bit, and you know, they've got a great group of guys over there and awesome reels and.
Cool.
Things are
Thank
good.
You.
Great. All right, Jack. Well, if I know you're fishing with Mark, tell Mark we said hi. We really enjoyed fishing Genren, and it's a spoiler. The Genren, the Vaquera, are just two spoiler boats. You want GenrenSportFishing.com. TeamGenren.com is the website. And you have fun down there. I know it's hard, Jack.
I'm thinking of you guys every minute.
I'll bet you are.
Hang right, up on Jack. This guy.
Thanks a lot for that.
See you, Jack.
This morning. Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. Well, they are definitely jam-packed. How about this time we talk to Bob? He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
I really appreciate you guys putting the store in El Cajon because, I mean, it's really nice to be able to, well, the competition in the area, let's just say they're lacking in quality gear all the way around. In fact, I was just in your store yesterday picking up some freshwater stuff for my kids, drop shot jigs and stuff like that. So really appreciate you being there. But my question is, I notice on most of the recommendations for a Wahoo rod, they're recommending 7-foot rods. Instead, why would you recommend a 7-footer over an 8-footer for a fish that rarely tops out about 70 pounds?
It's a very good question, guys.
Well, I think it's just from a pulling standpoint and a stiffness standpoint. When you're fishing Wahoo casting jigs, you really want that rod really, really stiff. Where it's not a, you know, a soft rod like we fish tuna and stuff with, because you're not really pulling. Once you hook that fish, you're going to point the rod almost at him, keep a slight bend in it, and just turn the handle and turn the handle and turn the handle. If you ever fish those things, the deckhand or the captain, whoever's with you on that fish, they'll stand behind you, and 100 times you'll just hear, turn the handle, turn the handle, turn the handle. Because they don't want you to pump, because when you pump, that's when the jig or the heavy jig wants to fall out of that fish's mouth. So I think just the shorter rod, plus when we're casting such heavy items, if you've ever casted a bomb, those things are, you know, 6-8 ounces. So it's not like we're throwing, you know, something real lightweight when we're casting that, or the bigger Raider jigs, or even those big Sea Strike 33s. They're very heavy jigs, so on a 7-foot rod, you can launch them just fine. But I think you just keep the stiffness in that 7-foot rod.
That's the key, man. They have such hard mouths. And you got to get that hook in, and the stiff rod is what it's all about. Good answer. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Appreciate that very much.
How about next up, we talk to Rudy. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Rudy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rudy.
Yo, Rudy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Oh,
I was on the other side of the room. Hey, I got a question. What's going to happen with the SAML thing they want to pass in the state?
You mean the lead ban?
Yeah.
Well, the lead ban is moving forward. We are going to look at a completely lead-free hunting state, unfortunately. The manufacturers are trying to keep up and have ammo available. And, I mean, with the deer hunting, and, you know, we've already kind of dealt with it with the condor zone, I think the biggest impact is going to be the upland bird hunting.
Right.
That'll definitely change the face. You know, we work diligently to try to find the best options and pricing for lead-free ammo, which is more expensive, and we're just going to all have to adjust and make those changes. And, you know, we're kind of facing that right now with the Department of Toxic Substance Committee with a proposed lead ban.
So is this California only?
California only.
So the manufacturers are going to have to manufacture ammo specifically for California.
Yeah, I mean, they already do make it.
Yeah,
they just don't make a lot of it because it's not super high demand. Because if you hunt on like a refuge or anything like that, you already have to use non-toxic ammo. But it definitely will change the face of the game, and we're all just going to have to adjust.
What are the other materials that they're using other than lead?
Realistically, price-wise, it's steel. Steel is the most affordable. I mean, there's, you know, tungsten and different things like that. But, you know, just like you look in sinkers, the price is astronomical.
Yeah.
And they are looking for different alternatives, but steel is the way. And unfortunately, steel just doesn't work that great.
Especially for shotguns, right?
Correct. Yeah. For shotguns. For rifles and stuff, it's all copper.
Copper.
It is.
For shotgunning, it's steel, and it's going to make things a lot different.
Now, that's just for hunting, though. I mean, a guy can still shoot in the range and still target shoot where he's not in the open.
Correct.
With lead.
Correct.
With lead. So you could. Are you guys going to be able to sell lead in California?
Yes, we can still sell it.
We can still sell it.
You know, for trap shooters and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But as far as hunting goes, you're going to have to go non-toxic, and that'll be in full effect next year.
2019?
I thought it was 2017.
2017? Yeah, could be.
We should have that information on our website.
How are they going to control that? How do they manage that?
You know, with our DFG warden spread super thin, I mean, it's going to be an issue. I mean, we've kind of always faced these issues in the state. You know, lots of regulation and no one to enforce it. It's hard to say. It'll be tough.
Obviously, I know nothing about ammo, obviously. Is when you buy non-lead shotgun shells, does it say it on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll be able to, so if you're in possession of non-lead shotgun shells and you're out hunting after the lead bin, then that's where the trouble is.
Yeah, we're actually carrying that now in a couple different manufacturers. We carry the Kent and we've carried the Estate, and surprisingly not as expensive as it had been. You know, the price has come down on it. It's maybe, you know, $10 a box for 25 rounds instead of the $6 a box that you would get for the lead. So not quite as bad because of the fact that before it used to be anywhere from $15 to $25 a box. So, you know, they've brought that price down. But, yeah, we've sold that, you know, quite a bit now because, like Mike says, you start hunting in certain places. More and more places are requiring that now.
It's like a lot of regulations things. It stinks, but it's what we're faced with. But it sure is good knowing that you guys are that on top of it already. I mean, this is something that is still a couple of years away if it's 2017, but it sure is nice knowing that you're already on top of this is what's going to be the best price and this is what we're going to have. And nice to know that a guy can go into a Turner's and get that info from somebody. I mean, it stinks, but at least,
Hey,
it is what it is, let's get prepared for it.
So when do they anticipate this ban going in?
I thought it was 2017 was when it was going to go into effect. I could be wrong. It could be 2019.
It's been a little bit at a time. Yeah. You know, they didn't. Gotcha. It wasn't just one big massive thing. It was like 1 year it's this, and then the next year a little bit more, and the next year a little bit more until it's completely the entire state's lead free at that point.
What about closer to home? Lead sinkers. Those are also going to be banned.
Well, the Department of Toxic Substance Committee they do a 3-year proposal, and they have a list of items that they put on this list, and they review them to see if they want to push the regulation forward. And out of nowhere, you know, it was, you know, like house cleaning, you know,
sure
things and whatever, glues and paints, and then all of a sudden they just decided to throw fishing tackle in there. You know, they didn't go about it the right way, kind of like how they slipped the MLPAs in,
right.
You know, and it pretty much comes down to they were very vague, and then they try to make it a little more specific, and then they didn't. And the whole process, the problem is they just threw it in there. There was no studies done that like they were required to. You know, they get away with all these little things. Right now there is a petition floating around from the California Sport Fishing League to help, you know, pretty much make some noise. We can't just stand back and let it happen.
It should happen.
And, you know, it's, everyone says, oh, you know, it'll just be this for certain lakes or areas like that. You know, that's what we thought with the MLPAs is like, oh, it'll be very minimal, you know, these little places. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, what did we lose?
Yeah, exactly. Good question, Rudy. Awesome. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I'll tell you what, that's further reason why we need to be a part of organizations like the
CSL, the California Sport Fishing League, the CCA.
Yeah, you know, CCA California. These are the organizations that are protecting our rights to go fishing here in Southern California and Northern California and throughout the state. But if you want to be a part of the CCA, the new CCA California, they're having a chapter meeting at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club on Wednesday, November 11th. Everybody's invited. You don't have to be a part of the club, CCA, or anything like that. Food and drinks are going to be available. They're going to be catering trucks, great raffle prizes. And Pat Murray, who's the president of CCA National, great guy, very flamboyant, very, very incredible speaker. I've seen and met Pat numerous times talking. He is full of good information. But that's what it's all about, conserving the resource and anglers' access to it is what coastal conservation is. So Long Beach Rod and Gun Club in Long Beach there on November 11th, 6:30 to 8. Come and join it and be a part of it.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what's biting out there. We got catch reports coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories.
series. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.